It was a wonderful promise of endless growth, of opportunities to harness the earth, and what seemed like its limitless depths, of the black gold that would run the world, from one end to the other, and even beyond. This is a world racing to be richer and richer. But for this world, even the whole Earth is not enough. The Earth has its limits. And if not respected, it revolves in fearsome ways, through the clouds and the seas. But there is another world, both old and new, that has a habit of finding ways to soothe the tired earth. A way of life that hums with the earth. You can't miss it. This hum that is healing the injured earth. These are among the richest forests on the planet. But this abundance is hard earned. A few decades ago, these forests in northeast India were overexploited. Their wood sold and wildlife hunted down. Until things reached a breaking point and pushed the local people to turn the tide. They voluntarily declared large tracts of community and private areas as protected forests.
This is a Sendanjal Villages Conservation Area. We have totally banned hunting, fishing, all agricultural activities, and even collection of vegetables and other forest produces are totally banned. And anybody caught roaming around in this reserve without our knowledge are penalized.
The collective decisions of the community are sacrosanct. Thanks to this wisdom, today Nagaland has nearly 500 community conserved areas that are flourishing without any formal support of the government.
This Tsukai CCA area is very rich in biodiversity. In this small CCA area, around 450 hectares, we have collected more than 120 species. We have collected like medicinal plants, animal fodders, some trees bear fruit, as well as some for vegetable purpose.
Iska naam hai Michis. Iska naam hai Apicus. Is bear ka naam hai
This biodiversity has returned over 15 long years. However, it can be lost within moments. While forests around the world are being brutally knocked down, in some parts of India, they have flourished because of its people. Ordinary people who can show extraordinary courage. Back in the 1970s, a few women from the northern state of Uttarakhand stunned the world with their daring act to save their forest. When the fellers came to cut them down, they hugged the trees and triggered one of the most famous environmental movements of the world, the Chipko movement.
हमने कहा हम इस पेड़ पर चिपक जाएंगे हमारे पेड़ पर कोरड़ लगाओ पर हमारे पेड़ मत काटो तो उन्होंने सोचे कि हाँ यहाँ तो खदर है अब तब बंद करने तो बिल्कुल ठेका हो गई था जंगल का हमने कहा हमारी जान भी चली जाएगी पर हम अपने जंगल काटने नहीं देंगे हमने उन्होंने कहा जंगल हमारा है पर मैंने कहा हवा पानी मिट्टी किसी के घर की नहीं है
But for a large majority of poor forest-dwelling communities in India, protecting the forest is a difficult choice, especially when it is their only means of sustenance. However, this reality is being turned on its head. Loggers are being transformed into protectors. Across India, several state governments are entrusting local communities with ownership of their forest. And giving them rights to guard, conserve, and manage them sustainably. Empowered with modern techniques, several communities are shifting to new means of livelihood, leaving the forest to regenerate and flourish. This is India. A fascinating kaleidoscope of challenges, but also hopes. Problems, but also solutions. Here, people worship every element of nature. This reverence has played a significant role in sustaining a country of 1.2 billion people. One third of India is urban and often restless, eager to catch up with the rest of the world. The other two thirds is calmer and wiser. This India still lives on scarce resources, but it has deep content within. Here, less is more. Unlike some other parts of the world where more is never enough. Massive monoculture farming, laden generously with pesticides and fertilizers, was hailed as a technological triumph. Today, it has ruined the soil, water, and biodiversity in most parts of the world.
कुर्सी बैठा सिपंजी मैं जांदू लड़ाई प्यारा सिपंजी
इन जरधार गांव A small village in the Indian Himalayas, a group of farmers have been on a mission to preserve their native seeds. Their movement started way back in the 1980s, after their produce declined sharply from chemical-fed hybrid seeds.
आधुनिक बीज पहली बार खूब पैदावार देता है किसान खुश हो जाता है बंपर क्रॉप हो गई लेकिन अगले साल उसको लगाएंगे तो कम होते जाएगा और जो पारंपरिक बीज है एक बराबर चलेगा वो पैदावार कम नहीं होने देगा इस साल सूखा पड़ गया लेकिन जो मिलेट वाली फसलें हैं ये सूखे को फिर भी झेल जाते हैं अगर ज्यादा बारिश हो गई तो उसे भी झेल जाते हैं लेकिन जो आधुनिक बीज हैं वो उनमें किसी भी तरह की क्षमता नहीं होती है सूखा झेलने की या ज्यादा बारिश झेलने की
द The nature of traditional farming is self-sustaining because every nutrient for the crop is sourced locally.
हम खाद नहीं गेर दा हम गोबर गेर दो बस और जंगल चिल्ली होना वो पातीन ढोने हम ना आ वो बोरियों पर वो सड़ोने गड्ढा पर गेरने हम ना आ तब वो एक गोबर हुए जाने तब वो ऐली जानो हम कहते हो।
The farmers of Jardhar Gaon maintain a rich seed bank with hundreds of native and robust varieties of rice, beans, and a whole lot of other crops. Community seed banks across India are bravely countering the forces behind chemical farming. They believe in the common values of sharing and conserving the rich genetic diversity they inherited. Hundreds and thousands of small farmers in India have today regained their sovereignty over seeds. Their communities are healthier and they are better prepared to deal with the challenge of climate change. This old wisdom is now getting respect from urban India. The demand for organic food in cities is rising every day and its future looks ever more promising. It is the most awaited news in India, the arrival of the monsoon. The rain brings so much along. Two-thirds of India's people depend on the rain for a living. They are a part of its predominantly agricultural economy. But some other parts of India are not as blessed.
नमस्कार, आकाशवाणी जयपुर अजमेर से सांध्यकालीन प्रादेशिक समाचारों में आपका स्वागत है। प्रदेश में मॉनसून की बेरुखी के कारण सूखे की आशंका मंडराने लगी है। वर्षा की कमी के कारण संभाग के बाड़मेर जिले में तो स्थिति और भी खराब है।
It is a distressing situation, but droughts are a part of life in the Thar Desert. Spread over the northwestern part of the Indian subcontinent, this is one of the hottest regions in the world. It rains the least here. There are no perennial rivers, and groundwater is saline. The piped water supply often fails to reach remote villages. In one such drought in 2009, the local administration of a town called Barmer decided to challenge the situation. They involved the local communities to drive a mass campaign to revive the traditional practice of harvesting rainwater. Under a national job guarantee program, thousands of men and women were drawn to building new water harvesting structures while renovating the old ones. Over 45,000 household tanks were constructed, each with a capacity to meet the drinking water needs of a family for at least 6 months. Nearly 2,000 community ponds were built to take care of the needs of the community and their livestock. Almost 500 traditional wells that were lying in neglect were also revived. These could extract sweet water from the earth even during consecutive years of drought.
जिस तरीके से हमने काम किया, ग्लोबल प्रॉब्लम्स का और लोकल प्रॉब्लम्स का सस्टेनेबल सॉल्यूशन है, क्योंकि वहाँ की नॉलेज से, वहाँ के लोगों के प्रयास से, वहाँ के लोगों की मेहनत और समझ से वो काम हुए।
It is this grit and wisdom of its people that makes Thar one of the most densely populated deserts of the world. Despite the harsh conditions they endure, they live a spirited life. For a world faced with severe water shortages, Their message is simple. Don't let it go waste, because every drop counts. Kunday, in Odisha, eastern India, is one of the thousands of its villages that is not electrified. And Chanda, one of the millions of women who cook on open fires. The poor cannot avoid the smoke if they have to survive, and sometimes they also succumb to it. It's a difficult situation. But in 2007, a campaign called Lighting a Billion Lives took upon this challenge by bringing clean and affordable energy to the doorstep of the poor.
এই ব্যাটারিটাকে দিন বেলা চার্জ করব চার্জ করলে কোণ হব না রাত্রে তুমি এই লাইট দুইটা এই বল্ব দুইটা জ্বালি পারিব বল্ব দুইটা জ্বাললো তারপরে এটা হচ্ছে গোটে মোবাইল চার্জর তার দাম হচ্ছে 12,000 টাকা এই 12,000 টাকা তোমাকে কোণ করা হচ্ছে না সাবসিডি করিকে 7,000 টাকার দিয়ে যাচ্ছে
ইন থাউজেন্ডস অফ ফার ফ্লাং ভিলেজেস দ্যাট আর অফ দ্য গ্রিড কমিউনিটিজ আর ওয়েকিং আপ টু দ্য পাওয়ার অফ দ্য সান Smart solar devices are giving them clean lighting and cooking solutions. Relieved from the fumes of kerosene and fuel wood, millions of rural Indians are not only stepping into a better life, they're also doing their bit to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions.
Adi Deva Namastu Divakar Namastubhyam Prabhakar Namostute Adideva Namastubhyam Prasida Mama Bhaskar Divakar Namastubhyam Prabhakar Namostute
The rose go on as far as the eye can see. With a capacity to produce over 600 megawatt, this is Asia's largest solar park in the Thar Desert in India. Today, it is a marvel. But 5 years ago, a grid-connected solar park was a novel idea. With few takers.
The government told me, when I discussed with the government of Gujarat, somebody has to take the risk, and let us take the risk to prove to the world that this is possible, because coal we have to pay, gas we have to pay, nuclear we have to pay, but sun is free. Why don't we harness this sun energy in a big way?
It is the big way. Following Charanka's success, nearly 25 major solar parks are coming up across India's vast deserts and wastelands. India's resources may be scarce, but its ideas are abundant. This canal top solar project on the Narmada Canal in Gujarat, the first such in the world, has avoided the use of precious land and saves millions of liters of water from evaporation. And then there are rooftops. In the city of Gandhinagar, unused rooftops of public and private buildings are feeding electricity into the grid. Taking cue, a host of cities are preparing to tap the sun on their rooftops, helping to make the grid more efficient and secure. It's an idea whose time has come. Meeting the energy needs of the world's second most populous country is a constant struggle to fill the supply-demand gap. One-fourth of Indians don't even have a basic electricity connection. Millions others suffer through severe power cuts. But one big idea is changing the game, and it is the humble light bulb. Amid great fanfare, local legislators in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh are busy promoting the LED lighting program in their constituencies.
Rendu balupulu ellati balupulu istharu kabatti andaru kuda raavachida.
This hysteria has spread to the remotest corners of the country. But it is understandable if you're given a 500 rupee LED bulb for just 10 rupees. All you need to do is return your old incandescent bulb to get a new LED one. So who foots the bill for the steep discount given to consumers? The LED bulb consumes 1/10 the energy used by an incandescent lamp. As the electricity bills drop almost by half, the consumers will give easy monthly installments to their distribution company to repay the cost of the LED bulb. Beyond homes, cities are also lapping up the idea. Welcome to Vishakhapatnam, a city that lost most of its street lights to a massive cyclone. Now it is relit 100% with LED lights. In 6 months, Vishakhapatnam's electricity bill has come down by half. Andhra Pradesh is leading the way. The rest of India is catching up quickly.
The amount of energy used in most Indian households is very small, especially when compared to global averages. However, even if they do a small bit of savings and you multiply it by a billion households, that's a lot of energy. The energy saved would be more than the energy used by many countries. That is the kind of opportunity we have.